This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Beth Matheson online from Wycliffe, USA. We're going to be talking about their Women of the Word ministry again, with a specific focus on this new devotional. And I took a look at it, Beth, and it's it looks like it's designed to be experienced in community, kind of revolving around this idea of a dinner party. But right now we're in the middle, not only in the U.S., but around the world, we're in the middle of this health crisis and, you know, social distancing, which kind of totally gets rid of community. So what now?
Yeah, I think, you know, social distancing in some ways is making us more aware of our need for each other. And many of us, I think, are realizing that we're hungrier for community that is really real, that goes beneath the surface. You know, we all are pretty good at the social niceties of, hi, how you doing? I'm fine. But I think a lot of us now are realizing that we need more than that. And this is one way that we can meet each other on a deeper level, even virtually. This is something that can be done over, you know, online. It's something that can be done even as a family. And there's just a need to remind each other that God is still in control, that his heart is for us, even when we have a hard time understanding our circumstances. And that's exactly the subject that this devotional addresses.
And talk a little bit more about that. How, because it kind of sounds like you're addressing really heartfelt needs. So is that done by studying a certain book, or is it just certain passages, or what exactly, you know, without giving away the farm, what exactly was your approach?
We took six different passages that aren't necessarily the ones that are going to be, you know, the central passage for a women's conference, or, you know, something that you would walk into a home decor store and see on a sign that you want to hang in your living room. So these scripture passages are a little more obscure, but they are incredibly rich, incredibly valuable, and many of them point out in a really strong way that throughout scripture, we see God's heart for those who are forgotten and overlooked. So these are forgotten and overlooked passages that talk about how God loves people who are forgotten and overlooked, and that he wants his people to have the same heart for marginalized people.
And it's, you know, in the middle of this isolation phase, it's easy to feel overlooked or forgotten. Mm-hmm. You and your team really pour your hearts and God-given talents into this project. What do you want to see happen as a result?
We want people to engage with scripture. We want people to see that scripture is valuable, that all of it is valuable, even the parts that, you know, maybe you're not going to hear a lot of sermons on. And we want you to figure out ways to experience it together, to share it, whether that's face-to-face with the people that are in your home or online with the people that are still part of our world. You know, we fortunately have the internet, and that makes it a lot easier than it has been in the past to stay connected when we can't be physically together. I think that's it.
Okay, no problem. If you think of something else, there'll be a time at the end too. You know, we share stories like this and some of the news articles, not just for people to know, but for them to take action. So with that in mind, how do you want people to respond to this story?
Go to wycliffe.org/dinner party. Dinner party is one word. And that's where they can find this resource. They can also find other helpful articles and videos at wycliffe.org/women. It's just a, you know, now while we've got a little bit of extra time where we're not running kids all over the place and, you know, having to be in face-to-face meetings, we've got a little bit of extra space to be able to pursue God and to seek his face. And we want to partner with women to help them have resources to be able to do that.
And how should we pray for women at this time? Not just concerning this outreach and this new devotional study and stuff, but just for the situation in general.
I think, you know, fear is something that is universal and it's powerful. And I think we're experiencing anxiety over things that we as a nation really have not had to look at a whole lot. Most of us, you know, most of us have very easy access to medical care and to basic necessities and food and household goods. And there are, you know, there's some anxiety surrounding, can we even access those things right now? So I think we can be praying for each other, for just for God to have power over anxiety for each of us. And also that he'll use this time to open our eyes to the fact that what we're experiencing right now with this current crisis is really just a sliver of what millions of people around the world experience every day. And these people not only lack access to basic necessities and basic medical care, they lack access to God's word. And that's something that God has given us an invitation and the power to do something about, to partner together, to make sure that each woman and each family around the world has access to God's word in a language that speaks to their hearts. And I think we can also pray for each other and encourage each other to dig into scripture for ourselves. You know, with the world changing and so much up in, you know, so much kind of in flux right now, God's word is one thing that's solid, that does not change, that doesn't shift with the news. It doesn't shift with any global crisis. It is true and it is solid, and God is true and he is solid. And he invites us to wrap ourselves in his words, and he's made his word available to us. And we need to remember that, and we need to use it. Each one of the lessons is paired with a different international recipe. So we have recipes from places like Bulgaria and Somalia, things that you may have never heard of or tried before. But my family and I have cooked each one of them, and they are fabulous. They're wonderful. So I would definitely encourage you to use some of the extra time that you have to try out these recipes, try something new.